boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Two Ninjas and a Book. Today we are reading a extra cool book that we all found at the library. It is called 100 Mighty Dragons, all named Broccoli. So don't forget, everyone, if you would like a special shout out or the Two Ninjas to read a special book that you love, don't forget to reach out in the show notes below, or you can send us an email at the Two Ninjas channel at gmail.com. So let's begin. High on a mountain near a deep dark cave lived 100 mighty dragons. They were all named Broccoli. One blustery autumn day, a tremendous wind blew half the dragons away. This left 50 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. 10 dragons sailed away on a cruise ship and became professional surfers in Hawaii. This left 40 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. The oldest dragon and the youngest dragon took a train to New York City and started their own heavy metal band. This left 38 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. A mysterious wizard appeared and turned one dragon into a unicorn, one dragon into a werewolf, one dragon into a zombie, and one dragon into a tiny pink poodle. This left 34 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. Three dragons moved to South Dakota. Now, South Dakota, for our international listeners, is in America. Three dragons moved to North Carolina, which is also in America. Three dragons moved to West Virginia. Three dragons moved to East Texas. And this left 22 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. All the dragons wearing sunglasses flew to France. This left 13 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. All the dragons wearing ballerina tutus flew to Sweden. This left 13 mighty dragons, all named Broccoli. Five dragons took a rocket to the moon. Two of the dragons from West Virginia returned. Six dragons moved to Hollywood to become famous movie stars. Their tiny pink poodle turned back into a dragon again, and three dragons boarded a bus to Wisconsin to play football for the Green Bay Packers. This left two mighty dragons, both named Broccoli. Another tremendous wind came along and blew half the dragons away. This left one mighty dragon named Broccoli, all alone, high on a mountain near a deep, dark cave. One mighty dragon named Broccoli looked at the grey autumn sky. She crawled into the cave and disappeared. This left zero mighty dragons named Broccoli. Winter came and winter passed, and spring finally arrived. Broccoli emerged from her cave and smiled a mighty grin. She was followed by 100 baby dragons, and she knew exactly what to name them. So there is now 100 little dragons pictures on the page. So some of the dragon names we have is Emerald, Mabel, Bob. We have Tyrone, Ruby, Frank, Mateo, Paul, Johnny, Frankie. There's one named Carrot, Tulip, Fireball, Hans, Harley, Lucas. There's BB, Tom, Sky, Puff, Sophia. So many. And the very last 100 dragon is called Broccoli Jr. Wow, that was a really cool book, everyone, about all the dragons named Broccoli. But how confusing would it be if all of your friends and family were all named the same name? How would you figure out who's who? All right, boys and girls, remember, don't forget to reach out to the Two Ninjas, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.